It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
Tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, we're pleased to be joined by Chadron State track and field coach Riley Northrup. Coach, you guys are getting serious now. Teams often and practicing over at the Impact Center. See you guys over there a lot working hard. And you had your first meet of 2020 this past weekend. Four freshmen stepped up for you, showed out right away with some field event victories. Tell us about this squad of youngsters that looks good so early in their career.
So first off, hi, Dave, and thanks for having me on the show. Yeah, we had our first meet of 2020. We had one in December, and it was overall, two of the first two meets, we've had pretty solid results. Haven't had anything that's, like, completely blown my mind at this point in time yet, but overall, like, when everything's really solid early on and there's not a lot of, really disappointing results, that makes for a really good meet. We're right now, like you said, we're training hard. We have, a young group. I think we have one guy and one girl potentially that could be done after this year that are seniors. Otherwise, everybody else will be back next year. And a whole slew of freshmen and sophomores that have already done really good things for our team. And now freshmen that are looking like they're going to contribute all year long in many events. Tradition, we have some pretty strong jumpers right now in our freshman class. Nashawn Jernigan is a freshman from Springfield, Massachusetts, and he posted a mark in the long jump and the triple jump after the first two meets. He's ranked fifth and sixth, I think, in both of those events, and he's very new to track and field. He was primarily a basketball player in high school, but now he did track 2 years in high school with limited competitions, and now he's starting to kind of figure things out, like how to move his body and stuff and figuring out the technique of the event. So I look forward to seeing him over the next couple of years. I think he could do some really amazing things. Alec Penfield is a freshman for us from Lusk, Wyoming, and he got his first college victory over the weekend. He high jumped 6.75, 2 meters, which we round up to 6.7, but he had a high school PR of 6.6, so anytime the freshmen are moving their marks early on, it's really exciting to see.
Yeah.
And then in the men's triple jump at our home meet, so Nashawn had a good triple jump in December. He went over 46 feet and then came back and long jumped 22.10.5, and really that was about the third time he's ever long jumped in a competition. So he was far from touching the board, so I think he's got national qualifying potential. He could join Javon Lanier, who's already hit a national provisional mark in the long jump, went 23.7 early on in the year at that first competition. He's on the list. I think he's sitting 20th in the country right now. He's got a little bit of improvement to do before he gets into the national meet. But for it to be this early, I think he's got plenty of time and he'll make it happen. And then our men's triple jump, we got a whole slew of guys. Derek Nwagwu is a freshman from Colorado that was at CSC last year but wasn't able to compete. And so now he's just getting his feet wet competing for us. And he went over 45 feet early on. And then Nashawn was second in the triple jump over the weekend at 44 feet. And then Brock and Josh, who are sophomores that were 1 and 2 at conference last year indoors, came out with big PRs at the big meet and really surprised us. They're consistent in training and they know the system, and so I'm just counting the days until they put one together and have their big march, and it's coming pretty soon. So I really like the things that I've seen with that.
We've got more from inside CSC Athletics coming up. You're listening to the Chadron State Sports Journal on Double Q Country.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually, it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Back with more of today's CSC Sports Journal, here's Eagles Sports Insider Dave Collins.
Some other things outside of the jumps group that are looking really good. We have a whole bunch of freshmen throwers right now, and so one of the highlights for us, Shane Collins, who's a freshman from Bison, South Dakota. He came out and he threw 1499, which is a centimeter from 15 meters, which is quite a good mark for a freshman. And feet-wise, he's like in that high 49 range. And the throws are pretty difficult because they go from the 12-pound shot to the 16. And so Shane had thrown over 54 with the high school shot at 12 pounds. And so anytime that you can get them within 4 feet of what they're doing is a very common thing. So for him to have two meets under his belt and to basically be there right now, I like to see him really move to the mark. I don't know necessarily if he's going to get to where, you know, his mark's going to be good enough to do some damage at conference or not, but it's just really impressive to see him make that transition from the 12-pound shot to the 16-pound shot so early. Our females, we have four really strong girl throwers that are freshmen right now. I would say the one that's really, they're all really connecting well with the weight throw, which is something that is brand new to them, and they haven't ever touched a weight. None of them had touched a weight before they got to college.
Wow.
So starting at the top, Courtney Smith is a freshman from Rock Springs, Wyoming, and she is she's killing it right now. She's already thrown like 15 and a half meters, and people will remember, Ashton Halstead, who was a stellar weight thrower for us.
Sure.
Ashton, as a freshman, threw 16.50, and so for Courtney to have thrown 15.50 in just her first two attempts, we feel pretty strongly that she could get there and then eventually down the road see, you know, those kinds of levels.
Coach, how do you, when you have somebody who hasn't picked up a weight, like you said, comes in fresh, a rookie, trying something brand new with that kind of success, how do you think that comes about? How are they able to accomplish that? Is just kind of an unmined diamond in that event?
You never know what's going to happen. Sometimes, you know, some people will say, you know, the rotation of the discus throw, if they've had success in that in high school, then maybe that'll look better. But it's still, the footwork is completely different, and there's just never, like, a good way to say, hey, yeah, this person's going to be a great weight thrower, unless there's a few select states that'll throw the weight in high school. Nobody really around here. I think you got to go out to Utah, would be, like, one of the closer ones around here. To find some people that actually have weight throw experience. Otherwise, it's, kind of self-taught, unattached, local area high school athletes that just go out and buy their own and start to learn it watching YouTube and stuff like that. But outside of Courtney Smith, like really, really picking up on it fast, Cooper McLaughlin is a freshman from Wall, South Dakota, and she had an older sister that was a national champ shot putter up at Black Hills State a couple years ago, and so we figure she's got it in her genetics, but she's strong in the shot, and she's also really picking up on the weight really fast. Becca Monahan is a freshman from Cheyenne. She threw the shot over 40 in high school, and she's already opened up pretty early, throwing 39, so I look forward to seeing how she progresses. And then Maddie Sleep, her older brother Riley, plays football for us. And Maddie's from Grand Island, and she looks really good in the weight room right now. And so when she kind of, continues to get stronger and picks up on the technique of those events, we got a really nice group of freshman throwers right now that we're excited about.
Boy, yeah, it sure sounds like it, Coach. Freshman, 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 over and over and over as you're building this program. That is exciting stuff. You mentioned one from Massachusetts, obviously well outside of the normal recruiting ground. How do you get kids and athletes from that far away in the country? We've had some terrific athletes come up from, you know, down south as well. How do you get those folks attracted to Shadron State College?
A lot of times people hear about Shadron State, you know, from the track and field side of things. We've had a lot of, like, really high-level standout athletes, and which is uncommon, you know, to be putting kids in the Olympic trials and taking them to USA championships and things like that. So if they're high-level high school athletes and they're not, maybe drawing the attention from, like, you know, the LSUs and those kinds of things, then it becomes kind of a, you know, any college is a good opportunity, you know, especially if things make sense, you know, from a financial aid standpoint. And so our out-of-state tuition thing not being crazy really helps. It really attracts people. They see that and they're like, oh, wow, you know, like, this is a really good opportunity for me. And so they come in and you know, like with Nashawn, he was kind of a late. He was kind of set on wanting to play basketball somewhere and not really realizing how good he was at track, you know, and so
he was just kind of putting some feelers out there. And once I got in contact with him and we had some conversations, you know, I got him out on a visit and he was excited about it. And you know, you just, I can't tell you what the exact model is for getting people in from out of state. Cause some, you know, I talk to a lot of kids and some of them, they love it. And some of them are like, I could never in a million years go there, you know? So it's kind of funny how it works out sometimes.
And that star power that you kind of alluded to, DeMarcus Simpson, who was a superstar here, went on to Oregon. Isaac Grimes, last year, a national championship, now down at Florida State. And Isaac, doing some really good things, it looks like, at Florida State. Do you still kind of follow Isaac's career along or get a chance to visit or talk to him about how things are going down there?
Yeah, I mean, I don't spend too much time, you know, visiting with him or anything, but I, you know, track and field coach, I follow the results of all the divisions and everything, and so I've seen his results early on. He's definitely putting up some pretty good marks right now, so be interesting to see what he does the rest of the year. Obviously, he's very, very talented, and so, you know, I had fully expected him to be, you know, an 8.15, 8.20 jumper in the coming year, so looks like he's on track to do that.
Coach Northrup with us today on the show. Coach, Black Hills State, the Dave Little Alumni Mile in Spearfish is what it's called this weekend. It sounds like just one event, but I would imagine it's many more. Are you taking the team up there to compete?
Yep. We'll take the full squad up there. And so on top, you know, outside of kind of the field events that I've highlighted, we had some really good things happen. We didn't really open up our sprinters or our distance people on the track early on. They're kind of coming back and really training through. But still some really exciting things that we're ready to, you know, in the next 2 weeks when we go to Black Hills and then we'll get our sprinters and our distance kids on a 300 track down at CU. And so that's when we'll kind of have, you know, a more rounded full team results of seeing where everybody's at.
Mm-hmm.
And then really what we gear up for is that South Dakota State meet, which is going to be, you know, like February 14th, 15th. Just because there's 50 teams, Division II, and it's a really good chance. It's kind of like a mini national meet, so you're going to see really high level performances. But we're really pushing our kids in that direction so that they're prepped for that meet. But you know, on the distance side of things, Maddie Watson and Emma Wilson have just been working their butts off, and they're juniors. They're right now training through and still coming out and running PRs on the track, even on tired legs. So I'm excited to see the progress that they make this year. And then some other highlights. Noel Burtis is new to the program this year, and he dropped like 25 seconds in the mile over the weekend. So
wow,
that was crazy to see. So just all around, a lot of kids working really hard and making some good progress. And so we're excited to see when we kind of get to the meat of the season and everybody's had their opportunity that we've been working towards to see what kind of performances we can have all around.
Certainly, yeah, you bet. Good luck at Black Hills to you and the teams this weekend. We'll check in with you after that South Dakota State meet that you guys are really looking forward to and see how we stacked up against all those other schools, somewhere around 50, you said. It'll be exciting to see the Eagles compete in that one, too. Coach, all the best again. Thanks so much for being on the show this week. Appreciate the update on track and field. Guys have some good things going on up there.
Yep, I appreciate it. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Chadron State Sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.